Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we'd talk about how will you know that you are successful? Like, what is your criteria for success? And how will you know, okay, I've reached what my goal, I've reached my goals?
Yeah. Well, and I think part of what we were discussing earlier is that success is different for different people, right?
Definitely.
So this is a very personal question in
Absolutely.
A way.
Absolutely. This is very individual.
Yeah.
So I know that I started out I really thought if I was independent, if I had my own business, I could work for myself, that was my criteria for success at the time, that I could make a living and I didn't have to have a boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you had the same one, right? And then we reached that.
What we were talking before, I always wanted to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to do it in a standard way. Mm-hmm. And I think so that it's that combination of make a difference my way.
Right.
So with independence thrown in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what led to self-employment.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are under the assumption that if you're self-employed, it's because you want to make a lot of money. Like, that's why people go into their own business. Mm-hmm. And I never found that to be true. I found that people go into their own business because they want independence.
Yeah.
And they just want to do it their way.
Yeah.
And they have an idea of how to do it, and they don't want to have to kiss somebody's tush, you know?
Yeah.
And that was how I felt. I felt as a woman I was undervalued. Never really given the same opportunities as a man, and I quite honestly thought I was smarter than everybody else in the room, and I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, the time. I don't know that it's really that much better now, but anyway, that was for me. That was, I don't know if you have your...
How about for you, Logan? How do you define success? Or how do you know
you
if
don't
you're
have to
I measure it by just how fulfilled I feel.
Right.
And how my happiness level is. All of the places that I've left because emotionally I just felt like I was stressed, or I found myself cranky, or I found myself waking up and not wanting to
go to work.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people, they may feel that way, but still stay.
Yes. I know.
But for me, if I emotionally am not in it anymore, I go.
Well, that's a really interesting point. And I think I was jotting down reasons, like ways we often think of success. You may think of a certain financial figure that you are making.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may think in terms of status, you know, that you're working for either a very high profile company or you have a very high title of some kind.
Right. Right.
And there are those, I think, who think of success as whether they've been able to work their way through a political system, you know, up through the ladder. Like, that's, they're sort of winning.
Right.
Beating everyone else to the top.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And many people, it's money.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's all they care about.
Sure.
So for me, it was an evolution thing, you know, and eventually it became into, you know, impact.
Yeah.
It was very important to me to have an impact on a large, you know, first a small amount of people, then a large amount of people. Mm-hmm. And that has stayed with me that, I like the purpose and helping people have transformation.
Yeah.
That's important. And that helps me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those who are listening in terms of how you might know that you are successful, I think also though that they're probably measuring points, right? Because maybe you feel like you're generally successful, but then there are things that you're striving for that would make you feel more successful.
Right.
Because one of the things I think is interesting, actually I'm thinking back to when Working With You Is Killing Me came out. Mm-hmm. And we were really encouraged to celebrate our success.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
And look at her face.
I was like, what? What are you talking about?
But I think that that's an interesting thing. Like, that was a goal. We did it. I mean, we'd done another smaller book that had a nice success, but that had significant success. Mm-hmm. And so part of it, I think, also is that you need to, if you've got certain measures of success, it's also important to stop and notice them when you mm-hmm. reach it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, yeah, I never felt that, but I don't celebrate a lot of things that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it didn't feel like the right thing to celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It doesn't really speak to me. And when Working With You Is Killing Me hit 10 years, I remember a girlfriend assumed we would just make a big deal of it. And that never occurred to me.
Oh, no, either. I didn't either. That's
no,
interesting.
It didn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
But I say that because for some people, let's say in the entertainment industry, winning an award for that could be you made it.
Right.
And so what can be interesting as well is that if the thing that you thought would say now I'm successful doesn't actually make you feel successful, then you get to see how chasing success can be quite the adventure.
Yeah, right. Also, I remember when we had a lot of publicity and we were on a lot of TV and people thought in their mind that was the pinnacle of success and it would have been for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I really liked the whole process. And then after, I liked, you know, all the people that read it and then wrote us and mm-hmm. called. And I found that to be more interesting than all the publicity.
Right, mm-hmm. having an impact, knowing that your work had an actual impact on an audience.
Right, which is what you said you wanted to do.
That's right. That's right. So
that's the success.
That's why it's very personal. I know.
Yeah.
Right. But that's really interesting, Catherine, because I know a lot of people say, oh, when I'm making X amount of money, I'll be happy because I'll be successful. Or when I have this title, I'll feel successful, and then they may get it and then they may not feel it, and then they're left with
now drug and alcohol abuse.
Oh my God.
Teasing. But they are left with a very empty feeling.
Sure.
Is often the case.
Sure.
And that can be valuable, actually, because if you realize that the thing you have been chasing isn't truly fulfilling, mm-hmm. like you're able to recognize when you feel fulfilled, I think many people don't know to look for it mm-hmm. and don't even know what it feels like. Exactly.
Right.
And so when they reach some marker, and they realize that it has an empty quality to it, that's an opportunity to essentially redefine what success is for you.
Yes, I think that's how you do define it.
Yeah.
So how do you figure that out? Do you sit down and write about it? Do you go to see one of you two?
That's a good question. Well, you can do a number of things. There's a career exercise where they have you write your own obituary. And that's interesting because that's indicating how do you want to be remembered?
Right, your legacy.
And what do you want to be remembered for? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you're at home contemplating this, you could start there. That could be interesting.
Yeah.
And then you could work with an executive coach, you could work with a therapist, you could work a number of ways to at least take some time, maybe do some spiritual work if that's something that helps you kind of come to the core of what matters to you. It's really about what matters.
Right.
What really matters.
Right, right.
And that's hard to know right off the bat.
Yeah, I remember it's evolved for me, and I think I've done that exercise of your obituary. That's a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you want to be remembered for? Because that's the thing that you value.
That's right.
Yes.
And also you can notice who maybe you really admire.
Right.
Because they probably embody some form of success that speaks to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you want to do someone in your life or a public figure or both?
Just it doesn't anybody. Matter. Yeah, anybody.
Okay. I'd say you could do 3 or 4 people and just notice what are the patterns here. What do they actually did it recently with a fellow and it was all about independence.
Yeah.
Every person he noted independence and creative entrepreneurial work.
Interesting. And is the work that he's doing now, is it
not right now? No.
Wow.
What he wants.
That's right. And he knows it. Now at least he knows that.
Right.
And so then he'll have to craft a path to get there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time, and in the meantime, we hope you experience success.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.